Hello, my name is Sadie Wilson, and today we'll be discussing what the research says about vocabulary instruction. Vocabulary instruction has always been a topic I wanted to delve further into. When the word vocabulary is thrown around, it can mean a variety of things to different teachers. Some teachers may think of a vocabulary list they require their students to memorize. Other teachers may think of a word wall in their classroom. And yet others may envision a class novel and stopping along the way to ask the question, "Who knows what this word means?" As you might imagine, there are lots of ways in which teachers look at vocabulary instruction, but what does the research have to say? Like with any part of literacy instruction, there are a variety of ways in which a teacher can teach vocabulary. The key is to be open to a variety of ways because it is not going to be a one-size-fits-all with your students. As a teacher, you will need to look at the different ways in which vocabulary can be taught and apply a little bit of direct instruction and a little bit of flooding the classroom with new words. One way to look at vocabulary instruction is trying to decide which words to teach your students. There are three current approaches to selecting vocabulary words to teach. These approaches include word list, genre, and tier. In a word list approach, teachers focus on choosing vocabulary words from a word list such as Marzano, the Academic Word List, or Beimiller's Words Worth Teaching. In a genre approach, teachers focus on words from specific genres like informational texts. Finally, in a tier approach, teachers focus on using Tier 2 words because they have high utility for mature language users and are found across a variety of domains. When teachers look into selecting and teaching words that come from texts, there are four types of words to teach. These four types of words are essential words, valuable words, accessible words, and imported words. Essential words are words in which it is important for the student to know in order to understand the text. If students are unable to understand the text they are reading, they are going to miss out on being able to comprehend the story in its entirety. Valuable words are words that have broad, general utility for students' reading and writing and thus have enduring importance. Valuable words are all about the words that are going to be of value to the student. Accessible words are more common or higher frequency words that are not likely to be understood by students who have limited vocabulary knowledge. Accessible words give certain students access to the text. Finally, imported words enhance a reader's understanding, appreciation, or learning from a text. When looking at a text which you will be teaching vocabulary words, you will want to place your vocabulary words into one of the four groups previously discussed. After sorting your words, start with the essential words to give your students the best opportunity to be successful with the text. Then, work your way through valuable words, followed by accessible words. When teaching a specific text, teachers will want to look at which words will be most beneficial to their students. Another look at vocabulary instruction focuses on content-specific vocabulary. When looking at content-specific vocabulary, it can be beneficial to take students through a learning cycle. One example of a learning cycle for vocabulary has four phases: engage, explore, develop, and apply. In the engage phase, students' interest should be piqued to the point they want to learn more. For example, you might ask your students to close their eyes and guess which instrument makes a sound they're about to hear. During this initial phase, students' background knowledge comes into play. Graphic organizers, maps, and webs can also be brought out during this initial phase. Then, during the explore phase, students participate in hands-on exploration directly related to the questions raised during the engage phase. Students are simply exploring rather than being explicitly taught. During the explore phase, teachers are watching students to see what new vocabulary development is taking place. Students may use an incorrect term in which the teacher can address in the develop phase. In the develop phase, the teacher and students build upon and systematize the knowledge gained during exploration. The teacher needs to explicitly address misconceptions. During the develop phase, the teacher can be applying new vocabulary words to the content the students are learning. Finally, in the apply phase, students use their new knowledge in a different situation. By having students apply their new learning, they have to transfer what they know from one context to the next. For example, students that learned about sound may be asked to invent an instrument that produces sounds that vary in pitch and volume. Students will need to carry over their new vocabulary words in order to be successful during the apply phase. This is simply another way teachers can look at vocabulary instruction. Looking at vocabulary as a daily or weekly program might be another way in which to incorporate vocabulary into the classroom. Fiesel explains his way of bringing in a daily vocabulary instruction into the classroom. Fiesel starts by discussing how important student choice is when selecting words. Students need to have buy-in if they are going to be invested in vocabulary lessons. After selecting words for the week, Fiesel describes what a week of vocabulary instruction could possibly look like. On Monday, students learn the words and the definitions. Tuesday requires students, along with the teacher, to write sentences for the words. This practice should take place as a class and not individually. As a teacher, you should be referencing back to the definition of the word. Wednesday and Thursday are days in which students have to complete a variety of wordplay activities for the chosen words. These can vary week to week. Finally, on Friday, the class is assessed on the words through a class activity. This weekly plan from Fiesel gives teachers a specific way to teach students selected words in the classroom. When discussing vocabulary instruction, there always seems to be the question of how can you help students really know and understand the words they are being taught. There are several ways in which teachers can help students deep processing of new word meanings. Four strategies teachers might find helpful in working on deep processing with students are Connect 2, 2-in-1, Character Trait, and Concept WordPrecy Writing. These review activities will help students have a deeper understanding of new vocabulary words they are learning. In Connect 2, students find two words and find a connection between them. In 2-in-1, students write sentences that contain two of the words in one sentence. Character Trait Writing requires students to select a character trait word and write about how it fits a character in a current or past narrative text. Finally, with Concept WordPrecy Writing, students are asked to write the meaning of a word using a limited number of words. These four different activities require students to really know what the words are and to have a deeper understanding of what the words mean. Research also shows that different teaching strategies are beneficial when looking at vocabulary instruction. Some of these different strategies include providing rich and varied language experiences, individual words, word learning strategies, and fostering word consciousness. Students will learn from being immersed in a rich and varied language environment. Vocabulary instruction doesn't have to come from just direct teaching. Teachers should provide students with the opportunity to be surrounded by a variety of texts. When looking at these different texts, students will gain new vocabulary words they might not have noticed before. Research indicates that students require new word meanings through explicit vocabulary instruction. Teachers can't rely on flooding a classroom with vocabulary words to be their only source of vocabulary instruction. Teachers also need to teach individual words. Teachers should be teaching students word learning strategies, such as word parts, vocabulary rules, and context clues. Finally, teachers should be sharing an excitement of learning new vocabulary words with their students. If students gain an interest in finding new words, they will always be on the lookout for them. Two final strategies for vocabulary instruction look at the use of a word wall. Now, a word wall can be so much more than just words up on the classroom wall. The first use of a word wall is a picture word wall. This is similar to the traditional word wall in the sense that it contains the vocabulary words of the classroom. However, it also contains a picture the class had associated with the word. When encountering each new word in the text, pause to share the card and discuss the word's meaning. This creates a visual for the students to associate with each word. Another form of a word wall is to have a graffiti wall in the classroom. A graffiti wall makes use of the Frayer model variation to represent a word's meaning. With the use of a graffiti wall, students have collaboration as they help choose the words. They are also finding antonyms, illustrations, definitions, and meanings of each word and placing them on the words card as well. Having a picture word wall or a graffiti word wall in the classroom is a great way to incorporate vocabulary instruction in the classroom. As you can see, vocabulary instruction can take on many forms in the classroom. As I stated earlier, it is important that you focus on using a variety of methods instead of sticking with just one. By sticking with only one method, your students lose out on the chance to gain new vocabulary throughout their time at school.